WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Fibermax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. As Bryan College Station grows, so does traffic, but the Metropolitan Planning Organization is collecting data that should present solutions. Director Brad McCaleb says a corridor study of Highway 6 reaching from Southern College Station to Northern Bryan is focused on volume and backed up traffic at the on and off ramps.
The purpose of the study is to try to identify some alternatives for addressing the congestion and delays at the interchanges, and then to give us a time frame for when we need to look at developing projects to add capacity to the main lanes of Highway 6.
McCaleb says 27 cameras and multiple tube counters have been recording traffic volume, and the total cost for the study is slightly more than $155,000, which is being funded through the MPO's federally granted planning funds. And with school buses back on the road following spring break, drivers for the Bryan School District went through recent training using simulators.
They can sit down at a wheel and have this huge video screen in front of them, and simulations to include everything from rain, sleet, snow, even though we don't have that here that much, but they're being trained how to drive that bus in the snow, even something like a blowout. And so it's a real good way for our drivers to have some professional development training.
Bryan ISD Sandy Ferris says the simulator is only one of three in the United States. And Brazos County commissioners are exploring the use of internet-based video between the jail and the courthouse. County Judge Dwayne Peters says a retired judge from Dallas County has developed a non-proprietary system.
It can be used for a lot of things, not just jail, possibly not transporting. That's where we think we'll have some savings, not having to transport prisoners back and forth.
Peters says in addition to reducing inmate transports for court appearances, another application is training employees as they do in college classrooms.
Let's say in law enforcement, if there were an excellent instructor in some skill, rather than bringing them maybe here to do a training session, we might could set it up to where, you know, they actually are where they're at.
Peters says once they learn the cost, then a decision can be made on how much will be implemented initially. Meanwhile, in the prison system statewide, this week final testing begins at the first of two Texas prisons to do something about an illegal practice that's been going on for years.
The practice involves cell phones being smuggled into prisons, and Houston State Senator John Whitmire, who chairs the Senate Criminal Justice Committee, says a prison near Beeville and another outside Beaumont will get electronic systems designed to make cell phones smuggled to inmates useless.
This new technology will actually go to a specific phone. I was in the Styles unit 2 weeks ago, and they showed me how it should work. I mean, it makes an individual phone inoperable.
Whitmire says inmates use cell phones for planning crimes and making threats, something he has personal knowledge of. Several years ago, Whitmire received threatening phone calls from a death row inmate whose mother smuggled a phone into him. In Austin, Perry Watson, TSN News.
And as scammers grow bolder in their techniques, the local Better Business Bureau wants to keep BCS residents informed. CEO Bill McGuire says the common grandparent scam, where someone calls claiming to be a grandchild in need of help, has been enhanced to higher, scarier stakes.
This person called a lady up in our area and said that they had a pistol pointed to their relative's head and said, basically, stay on the cell phone. We want to know that you're on the cell phone at all times and go to, you know, wherever. I don't know where she ended up wiring this $800, but they wanted $800 to release this person.
McGuire says, of course, no relative was actually at gunpoint. He says the first thing you should do in a situation like that is to hang up and see if you can reach your relative yourself to verify their whereabouts. And if you're driving in the Madisonville area, yesterday evening, a train struck a Sanderson Farms truck tractor on FM 39. The roads are now clear, but do be aware that railroad crews are still working to upright the 11 derailed cars. The driver of the truck was taken to St. Joseph's Hospital. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 54 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Fibermax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Every weekend it's the same thing. My husband and his friends fussing over who gets to use the John Deere we got from Sioux Falls Prater. See, it's a 3038E compact tractor, so it'll do most anything around our place. Mow, dig, load, and it's easy to work with. Maybe I should tell them they can get one at 0% financing for 72 months. Nah, I'll just let them fuss. Visit cptractor.com to find the John Deere that's right for you. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Offer ends April 30, 2013. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See your dealer for details and other financing options.
March means spring break. Whether you're actually going on an extended road trip or just planning a staycation, Rattlers has everything you'll need for your break. To keep you alert and ready to go, pick up 2 5-hour energy bottles, just two for $4. Leaving early in the morning? Buy any breakfast item, get a 16-ounce coffee for only a nickel. You know you're going to be thirsty when you arrive, so stock up on any 24-pack of Bud, Miller, or Coors, only $18.99 where available, or buy any Bud, Miller Lite, or Coors Lite 24-ounce can for just $1.79. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
I guess we're talking to students in Massachusetts now, since we're talking about spring break this week. Guess we'll update that commercial soon. Best I recall, spring break's over. All right, here we go. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Sunshine, not quite as warm today, and cooler temperatures are in store for the region as we head through the middle part of the week. We'll be partly sunny today. We'll find our highs around 80 degrees. Maybe a few showers and thunderstorms crossing the region tonight, 55 to 60. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high near 70. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows will be close to 50 degrees. Clouds will increase on Thursday, and highs will be anywhere from 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Coach Blair hit the nail right on the head. Aggies are our number 3 seed for the women's basketball tournament, which the first two rounds are here in Aggieland. We'll share that with you. A&M cranks up baseball again against Dallas Baptist, and a pair of Aggie throwers were recognized as National Athletes of the Week. All coming up with sports. We'll do that for you at 6:50.
A power company in China cut off a woman's power supply over debt and refused to reconnect it until she paid it up. That's not too unusual. That happens a lot of places. Well, instead, she stripped off her clothes in front of the staff at the power company's offices. That doesn't happen a lot.
Did they?
Because...
Well, staff called police, who persuaded the woman to get dressed. As soon as the police left, however, she took her clothes off a second time. That, it says here, exasperated officials, who then agreed to reconnect her power without payment.
They're just encouraging it.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. And of course,
take her to jail.
News moves differently in China. It's the kind of thing that you probably wouldn't want to, you know, be known here if a power company did that, because obviously then you'd have people lining up to come in and take their clothes off to do that. But my other thought is, what'd she look like, you know?
Strangely, that was one of my thoughts.
Yeah.
Okay, that was not one of my thoughts.
Right. Of course it wasn't.
We'll give you the power free. Just put your clothes back on and leave.
We got a lot of info.
Mason.
My thought is that she probably wouldn't be a pinup girl.
No.
No. But again.
That or somebody went, yes, she is hot, and if we don't, maybe she'll do it again.
Well, it could be that, yeah. She'll be back next month, right?
Yeah. Was her last name Brown?
Yeah.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values.
Small business entrepreneurs are the backbone of the American economy. They all need one important thing, capital. And Spirit of Texas Bank is the number one Texas-owned bank for small business production with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Texas-owned, Texas-proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
6:15, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's St. Joseph's Day. So there you are.
So should we all go to the hospital?
Well, either that or you could take some aspirin. You know, there's any of those things. It's a Chocolate Caramel Day. Chocolate Caramel gets its own day.
And well, it should.
Of course. It's a Poultry Day.
Oh, now that's just ironic.
Isn't it, though?
And chocolate-covered chicken.
Yeah.
No, there was a wreck with chickens last night.
I bet you there's a wreck with chickens just about every day.
It just makes me sad.
Why?
Just all these chickens suffering.
Excuse me. Where are they going?
Well, you know? That's different from being smashed to death.
It's the end result, you know. Anyway, the swallows traditionally return to San Juan Capistrano today.
Wow.
Always do that around the Feast of St. Joseph. And lest we forget, tomorrow is the first day of spring. So
spring?
Spring. So we can enjoy that. It would be the, what is today? Today's the 19th of March.
See, I thought the first day of spring was the 21st.
Well, it says here.
Isn't that the equinox or whatever?
It says here. It's going to be the first day of spring tomorrow. I'll check it out. Anyway, day 78 means we got 287 of them to go, and we got some birthdays, too.
Yes, we do. Eduardo Severin.
Oh, really?
One of the guys that created Facebook.
Ah.
He is 31.
Nobody knows his name.
Now, wait, is he the one who got screwed out of the deal? Or
yep.
Okay.
That's why we never heard of him.
That's right.
He's the one.
All right, there you are.
Andy Reid used to be the coach of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh,
he's
yeah?
55.
Mm-hmm.
Derek Longmire, he's 58.
They got a street named after him in College Station.
Yeah, not the same.
Oh, okay. Right.
This is the one from the Bay City Rollers.
Oh, well, you're probably right. Yeah, probably right.
Bruce Willis is 58.
Hey.
Bruce Willis has made some really good movies.
And some really bad ones.
And I don't know if he's one of those guys who just wants the paycheck or what, but... Gosh, at some point, shouldn't you have read the script?
Actually, I saw an interview with him, and even if they're not great movies, he found the part he was playing interesting.
No,
and that's why he did it.
Ah. He originally was cast as Terry Benedict in Ocean's 11, but he dropped out of it. That's the part that Andy Garcia
shot.
Wow.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. And again, he could have used one more good movie on his resume.
Yes, he could.
All right, what else?
Glenn Close is 66.
Yeah, she's a pretty talented lady.
Yeah.
Cook the bunny. All right.
Not the chicken. We've been over that already.
That's right. Okay.
Ruth Poynter from the Poynter Sirhan is 67. Mm-hmm. Sirhan is 69.
Yeah. Oh.
But he didn't really do it.
No.
It's all a conspiracy.
That's right. Yeah.
And Ursula Andrews, the very first Bond girl.
Yeah.
77 years old today.
Wow. Okay.
Back to Dr. No in 1962.
Yep.
That's all I got.
Clarence Frogman Henry.
No kidding.
Yeah. He used to... Rush used to play him from time to time, you know? He'd be 76 today.
I'm dead, the bro.
Thank you.
It's truck month at Varsity Ford Lincoln. Don't wait. Drive into Varsity Ford Lincoln on the bypass today. You know Varsity Ford is home to the Ford F-Series pickup truck, America's best-selling truck for 36 straight years. You know that nothing outworks an F-Series. It's number one in every industry. You know that workers depend on the F-Series to get the job done. It's how they're built. Ford tough. And Varsity Ford Lincoln has the selection, pricing, and service to head you in the right direction. It's no secret why you see hundreds of Ford F-150 pickup trucks on the road today that come from Varsity Ford. Come into Varsity Ford Lincoln during Truck Month and get over $11,000 off with a complimentary 2-year, 25,000-mile premium maintenance plan on a 2013 F-150. It's Truck Month at Varsity Ford Lincoln, on the bypass or online at varsityfordtexas.com.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Now, here's the thing that really infuriated me. I don't know what John Boehner's thinking. I don't know what he's drinking. But you cannot believe, John Boehner, that you can trust the president. Because if you do, you have no business being in that position. Here's what he said.
The president and I, as I've made very clear, have a very good relationship. But we're trying to bridge some big differences.
So, do you trust President Obama?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. There's no issue there.
No issue. I trust him. He goes out, smears, slanders, besmirch, attacks as somebody that wants to hurt poor children and disabled children and kids with autism and Down syndrome and hurt the elderly. But I trust him. I don't trust somebody that talks that way about me, that wants to destroy the whole party that he's running.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, Sean Hannity here, and you know the last thing you want to deal with is when you're running your business and you lose important computer files or not having them on hand when you need them. Well, I'm here to tell you about Mosey Pro. It's a cloud service that backs up all the important business files automatically. You set it, you forget it. No matter what happens to your hard drive, you'll never lose any of your important data, your files, your information. Now, Mosey Pro also features a free mobile app, and it lets you access your important files anytime from any iPhone, iPad, Android phone, or tablet. You have emails, spreadsheets, presentations right at your fingertips at all times. Now, I use Mosey Pro to keep my stuff safe and available to me, and you should too. It's easy to set up, it's simple to use, and it costs 80% less than other solutions. Now get Mosey today. Now your business files will be protected and you'll have access whenever you need it. That's Mosey.com, M-O-Z-Y.com. Learn how you can start protecting your files and have more access by going to Mosey, M-O-Z-Y.com.
Homeowners are in better shape. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. In an encouraging sign for the economy, the number of homeowners who owe more on their mortgages than their properties are worth is falling. CoreLogic says the percentage of households that are underwater is declining as home values recover. Consumers tend to feel more optimistic when they have equity in their homes, and that often leads to more spending on goods and services. It's also easier for homeowners to refinance their mortgages and take advantage of lower interest rates. Starbucks is the new owner of a coffee farm, a first for the coffee shop chain. The company bought a 600-acre property in Costa Rica. Stocks lost more ground in yesterday's trading as investors worried about the plan for Cyprus to levy a tax on bank deposits. The futures are slightly lower this morning. Shares of Lululemon Athletica fell nearly 4% yesterday. The yoga apparel retailer is pulling a lot of pants from stores and offering refunds to customers who already bought them. Because of a supplier's mistake, the pants are too sheer. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
It's deer season, and that can mean only one thing. Huge savings on John Deere utility tractors. Get 0% financing for 60 months and up to $1,500 off new 30 to 75 horsepower 3E and 5E open station tractors. Hurry in before these incredible deer season deals disappear. Offer ends April 30th, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan cash off with purchase of two qualifying implements. Restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details.
Stop by Foster's Farm and Equipment in Hockley or Foster's East Tex Farm and Home in Beaumont and Liberty or visit us online at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Scott paper towel six-packs for $4.99.
Hey, ready for lunch?
Sure, just gotta put on my lunch pants.
Lunch pants?
Yeah, to wipe my hands on. This office is always out of paper towels.
We got more from Staples, so keep your business pants on, please.
Your loss. For a limited time, get Scott Mega Roll paper towel six-packs for $4.99 at Staples. That was easy. Offer ends 3/23/13. Limit one per customer while supplies.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Experience a piece of history at the Museum of the American GI Open House Fundraiser. This Friday and Saturday, tour their World War II living history and vehicle displays as reenactors tell you the history and function of the vehicles and displays. The two-day event concludes with a World War II battle at 3 p.m. on Saturday. Go out Friday, 9 to dusk, and Saturday, 9 to the conclusion of the World War II battle at 3. Enjoy free parking at Santa's Wonderland with a shuttle ride to the site. For information, call the Museum of the American GI, 255-3675.
Hey folks, how's your lawn looking? Neighbors jealous? Well, they can be. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. With ABC's year-round lawn mowing and care program, the lawns we manage in Aggieland are consistently healthy. Our economical program uses efficient, slow-release turf enrichment products, great equipment, and our routes are staffed with skilled crews. That means a great-looking lawn at a great price. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Morning, it's 6:25. Pretty nice weather out there, and it's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. Be about 79 today. Winds out of the southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Then tonight, strangely, they're going to pop up a little 60% chance of showers. Yeah, that we weren't even talking about that yesterday, were we? But anyway, showers probably happen after 1 o'clock in the morning tomorrow morning. Low temperature about 54, and the winds will be out of the northwest, have that little wind shift. Then tomorrow, our high is 72, and it'll feel different because the northeast winds will continue. Low temperature on Wednesday night will be about 50. And then doing the same thing for Thursday, and a 20% chance of rain back into the forecast. We get near 80 again on Friday, so the wind's kind of shifting back and forth. But again, the new addition there is the 60% chance of showers for tonight. Right now, the winds are out of the northeast at 7. We have 74% relative humidity, and it's 55 degrees outside under pretty fair skies. It's nice out there.
Mom, I'm bored.
Brazos Family Magazine's upcoming issue features over 100 activities to keep your kids busy this summer and keep you happy. You'll get to know the latest about birthday party trends and gifts, read about local summer camps and activities, and get the scoop about local places where kids eat free or almost free. To reach active parents and families, find out more about advertising in Brazos Family Magazine. Call Sam Jones, 695-9595, or email Sam@BryanBroadcasting.com.
Does your birthday appear on your Facebook page? You may want to rethink that idea. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a healthy, steady flow of B2B leads that are customized to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find targeted leads for your business. You'll be amazed at how easy it is to get the right leads fast. Try it today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Call 800-350-HOOVERS. 800-350-HOOVERS. 800-350-HOOVERS.
If you have too much credit card debt, there is help. Family Financial Education Foundation is a nonprofit agency that has helped thousands of people get out of debt. They'll negotiate with your creditors and get you lower interest rates, lower payments, and stop the collection calls. They're nonprofit, so they're here to help you, not gouge you. Call now 888-789-4173. 888-789-4173. 888-789-4173. Not available in all states. Identity thieves love social media. Why?
Because we are free and easy with our information online in ways that we really aren't offline.
Scott Middick, CEO of Trusted ID, which helps consumers protect their identity and privacy.
If someone asked you for your date of birth walking into a crowded cocktail party, you might think twice about telling them. But many of us have our date of birth on Facebook. And a smart thief will be able to take these tidbits of information that we have left in these digital breadcrumbs we sprinkle across the web. And with that, they can actually start to commit the crime of identity theft because they know enough about us to be able to impersonate us, where we grew up, what our mother's maiden name is, what our date of birth is, what our home address is now, when we're out of town. These are all things that are your identity, and you want to be careful about how you share it.
A growing problem today is tax identity theft.
Well, tax identity theft is when I get your personal information, I file a tax return in your name, and I direct the tax refund back to me. And this has been a tsunami wave of crime over the course of the last couple of years, as criminals have realized that the IRS is ill-equipped to prevent fraud, the same way that a bank protects fraud. And as a result, there's been this flood of crime committed.
You can link to Scott's website from ours, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
It's a great time to live in the Brazos Valley. Hi, this is Vicki Flinnikin, manager of the newly remodeled Macy's in Post Oak Mall. Even though we are only one of the over 800 Macy's stores nationwide, shopping at our local store does make a difference. The tax money we collect stays here, and that helps us build our workforce, whether it's full or part-time, students, or year-round residents. It means jobs. So make the most impact with your shopping dollars. Macy's and Bryan Broadcasting remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
WC Tractor in New Holland have some great deals for you on our tractors. We have financing at 0% for 72 months. That's 0% for 72 months for qualified buyers. Or you can get cash back on the Boomer 20 to 50 horsepower compact tractors, as well as the Workmaster 45 to 75 horsepower utility tractors. This offer also includes the industry-leading New Holland PowerStar T475 ropes and cab tractors. Stop by WC Tractor in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, or Sealy to see for yourself.
WTOW News Time is 6:30. It's 53 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Click on MarEyeCenter.com. for more information. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. School bus drivers for the Bryan School District recently trained on one of only three simulators in the United States. Bryan ISD Sandy Ferris says drivers went through scenarios including tire blowouts and inclement weather.
It's imperative that our drivers are well trained, and we've had a number of drivers all comment on just how great the training was, and they feel like it's, you know, given them even more tools to be safe on the road. Unfortunately, we've had more incidents of other drivers for some reason not seeing that gigantic yellow school bus and running into us. And fortunately, none of those have been serious. But yeah, we've been very lucky.
Each day, 70 Bryan District buses travel 7,000 miles, enough to cross the U.S. and back. Later this year, Brazos County Commissioners will learn the price of installing internet-based video between the courthouse and the jail. County Judge Dwayne Peters says the video link doesn't have to be restricted only to jail inmates appearing before a judge.
You have to have the approval of the judge and prosecutors and defense attorneys and all, and you know that's to be seen. But if we had this system set up where they might could have witnesses actually testify, you know, in a court case.
Peter says it has to be secure in order for inmates and their lawyers to hold private conversations.
I think they told us if a hacker did one hack per second, it'd take 500-something thousand years to break into the system. So they tell us it's very secure.
And the two-way video could also be used for educational purposes instead of bringing people to town to train county employees. And although working at home sounds like a dream come true to some, Bill McGuire with the local Better Business Bureau says not to let your guard down when looking for an employer.
A lady dropped by a phony check just this last week. She had been looking online for part-time employment opportunities. They asked her to be a mystery shopper, and they offered $300 per visit to a store. She signed up for it. She got a check for $2,950 before she made her first appearance at a store.
McGuire says the woman was given directions to deposit it at her bank and wire money back to them, which should always be a red flag. He says, unfortunately, most of the work-at-home opportunities that people ask them about turn out to be scams, but there are a few legitimate ones, so be sure to check with the BBB. And backed up traffic at Highway 6's entrance and exit ramps is not only annoying, it's dangerous. Brad McCaleb with the Metropolitan Planning Organization says TxDOT has a ramp project in the works to make it safer, but the MPO is also conducting a corridor study on the volume of traffic.
We suspect that it's primarily caused by the volume of left turn movements. So some of the things that we can do to address that is instead of having people make a left turn on one side of the interchange and then a left turn on the other side of the interchange, we could add a turnaround structure where you don't have to go through any of the signals.
He says Alliance Transportation Group out of Austin is doing the data collection and analysis, and the MPO will meet with the Highway 6 Advisory Group soon. McCaleb says there will be public meetings in the near future. And the Pentagon says the U.S. military is out of shape, and it's launching a major campaign called Operation Live Well to turn that around. Assistant Defense Secretary Jonathan Woodson says this program would affect everybody.
Active duty and reserve component members, military children, spouses, retirees, Department of Defense civilians, more than 10 million individuals we have responsibility for.
He says military members and retirees smoke more than the average American, and active duty members are frequently too fat, making excess weight a top cause of involuntary separation, problems that need to be addressed. The program will cover all U.S. military bases in the world, and every program will be evaluated to see if it conforms. Finally, drive carefully if you'll be in the Madisonville area. Railroad crews are working on FM 39 to upright 11 train cars, which were derailed last night when a train struck a Sanderson Farms truck tractor. The truck's driver was taken to St. Joseph's. WTOW News Time is 6:35. It's 53 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Time for Bryan College Station's 2013 American Heart Association Go Red for Women Luncheon. The luncheon is an afternoon of inspiration, education, fundraising, and fun with a delicious seated meal and silent auction. Tickets are $50 and the luncheon is at 11:30 on Thursday, April 4th at the Hilton and College Station. For more information or to sponsor a table, please call 512-338-2425. Make it your mission to fight heart disease by calling 512-338-2425.
We're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Get great products and great information from the Pool Store. The Pool Store offers free computerized water analysis, free in-store labor on items like pool cleaners, even free delivery to your home. The Pool Store staff will help you maintain your swimming pool, advise you when there's a problem, and help you get the right item at the right price. The Pool Store is local, Aggie-owned, and will always meet or beat any competitor's price in town. And the Tower Point Shopping Center, corner of Highway 6 and William D. Fitch. Pool Store, open 7 days a week. The Pool Store, by the pool guy.
Ms. Pelge, I want to place an ad for a new employee.
Now, here's all you have to do. Click here. Mm-hmm. Click here.
Yep.
Now pick the location.
Now what?
Get ready for the phone to ring.
Well, you are good.
It's not me. It's AggielandHelpWanted.com. With their resume access option, it's easy to zero in on that perfect employee.
Boy.
By the way, what position are you looking to fill?
Yours. Does that mean?
Funny, they just found me a much better job than this one. Friday will be my last day.
That's fair.
Thank you, AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Brazos Valley weather forecast, it's 6:38. Brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure's in control, and that's going to be responsible for more sunshine today, though it's not going to be quite as warm as it was yesterday. Highs will be up around 80 degrees. Some showers and thunderstorms are possible tonight. Lows are going to drop down to about 55 to 60. It'll be partly sunny tomorrow, highs near 70. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, a low of 50. Clouds on Thursday, highs anywhere from 70 to 75 during Thursday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Wish them well, but not too much Saturday at 3 o'clock.
That's Coach Blair on us playing Wichita. That's who we drew in the first round, and we're a three seed, just like he said we would be. We'll cover all that, plus A&M baseball coming up tonight against Dallas Baptist at Olsen Field. We'll cover that, plus more with sports in about 12 minutes.
So they don't call themselves Wichita State anymore? They're just Wichita?
I may have just shortened it.
Kevin has creative license.
I didn't know. I have no idea.
I believe they are the Wichita State Shockers.
The Shockers. There you are. Exactly. They used to have one of those, I don't know if they still do, they used to have a football field that the AstroTurf was so long, or the artificial turf was so long, that you would sweep it.
Wow.
To bring it back up, make it stand up. And but again, that was a long time ago.
That was back in the day.
Back in the day when all that stuff was kind of new. Yeah. So first it's the White House tours, and now, the White House Easter egg hunt thingy. I'm not going to do that.
That's because everybody was picking, because that involves some of the congressional kids.
Yeah.
But Muslims don't celebrate Easter, do they?
No.
I'm just kidding.
Okay. I just waiting to see where you wanted to go. Okay. Anyway.
People are always like, oh, he's a Muslim.
Oh, yeah, well.
Haven't you heard all those people?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Come on.
Yeah, he's not a Muslim. Anyway. Washington Post. And you're right, Kevin. That's the deal. When you start causing the elected officials' children to not have a good time, we got a problem.
Uh-oh.
They're steamed about this. So we'll see. They say the event could be canceled due to the potential government shutdown.
Well, now, wait a minute, because I saw the press secretary over the weekend saying that this was already paid for. This was funded in other ways other than with taxpayer dollars.
Well, memo reads, quote, finally, by using these tickets, guests are acknowledging that this event is subject to cancellation due to funding uncertainty surrounding the executive office of the president and other federal agencies. If canceled, the event would not be rescheduled. We will notify you if there are any modifications to this event. Each member of Congress gets five tickets.
So it's still a pee-in contest.
Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is. Now, we've got this deal here where the president and the vice president have a busy day today. Mr. Biden is already in Rome to attend the inaugural mass for Pope Francis.
Which is going on now.
Yeah. The president later today heads to Israel to begin a multi-stop Middle East trip. The White House has been trying to adjust the president's departure time and Jolton Joe's arrival back here so that both are not airborne at the same time, because that tends to make the security people a little nervous.
Yeah, I bet.
Now, I believe we are talking the U.S.-American president and the U.S.-American vice president. I believe we were talking chartered flights, right? Pretty much, they're the people on the airplane. How is this such a problem? I mean, you take off when you're supposed to take off. What if the president had to push things back a day? Would that be the end of the world?
No.
I mean, if they're so concerned about both these guys being airborne simultaneously, then change it.
Well, the president doesn't want to slight Israel.
Oh, again. Now he does it.
Again.
Oh,
again.
And now, yeah, I was going to say, that'd be a first, wouldn't it? Because he's a Muslim, right?
Okay, hey, you didn't laugh when I said it.
No. I'm just saying I was revisiting it. That's why.
Okay.
A report out of the Caribbean is confirming what the Washington Post had already uncovered, and so again, we reported the original story. We do need to report this story, and it had to do with Senator Bob Menendez, and that he was going down
the underage ladies.
Yes, all
friends.
That kind of stuff. Well, we come to find out that three women were paid to testify. Two of them received $425 each, the third $300, and she's going, hey, why do I only get $300 and they got $425?
Maybe she was uglier than the other two.
Could be. Anyway, they basically lied, and it was set up by an attorney down in that part of the world, so obviously, they're going to want to talk to him, but so since we had the original story, we need to tell you that's where that is, and it appears it did not take place.
How do we know they're not paying the women to say that they were paid to say that?
Sure. I mean, we can go there, too. I don't know. We just at some point,
it's crazy.
All you do is just report it.
I'm sorry. I know we talked about it like 2 minutes ago, but it wouldn't bother me. Stuff like the Easter egg thing wouldn't bother me if it just didn't seem so riddled with spite. I mean, I bet I could put on an Easter egg hunt, and a darn good one, too, at the White House. How bad could it be if you just go down to the dollar store and buy a bunch of junk and, you know what I mean? Like, come on.
I love riddled with spite. That's we need to save that. That's
okay,
good.
Okay, we'll save it.
Yeah, no, that's
Let's
good.
Say this inauguration is riddled with spite.
The politics is riddled with spite.
No kidding. Yeah.
Why the hell can it be brought to us by Brock's?
Exactly. They'd
Underwrite
be glad
it.
To.
They'd, good heavens.
Yeah, they'd be glad to. They would really be glad to. Hillary Clinton is another politician now getting behind gay marriage. She yesterday released a video online expressing her support. No, nothing. It's just now they are, you know. And Bill Clinton, of course, had called last week for the repeal of the Defense of Marriage Act, which he had signed.
Well, I'm just curious. I saw that yesterday. I thought, well, what is the big deal? If we all already know how she feels about everything, why is it a big deal if she's coming out to say, I mean, it's like if I got on the air and said, I love chocolate. Everybody already knows it.
Well, she just, they're politicians. They have to have their moment in the sun to make their announcement about whatever the issue happens to be out
and
there.
And she's still jockeying for a job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she is. Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. So the GOP taking a hard look in the mirror in what the Wall Street Journal calls a, quote, scathing self-analysis. In a new 98-page report, Republican National Committee Task Force assesses the party's image and what led to his presidential loss in November, and it apparently does not sugarcoat things. Quote, Young voters are increasingly rolling their eyes at what the party represents, the report says. And many minorities wrongly think that Republicans do not like them or want them in the country. When someone rolls their eyes at us, they likely won't open their ears to us. The focus groups, former Republican voters, called the party scary and said it's full of stuffy old men. No, stuffy old white men.
Yeah, you left that part out.
Yeah. If something isn't done, quote, it will be increasingly difficult for Republicans to win another presidential election. So what do they recommend? Comprehensive immigration reform, a shift in mega campaign spending away from TV and toward door-to-door efforts, more tolerance for gays, the information of an RNC social issues, among other things, being inclusive and warming. Inclusive and warming. Okay, there you go. That's what you're supposed to do. Oh, what it does omit, by the way, the report did not touch on gay marriage, abortion, or Planned Parenthood. So, there you go. And, of course, no sooner is that out, the Journal adds that the report comes as some in the party, specifically those close to the Tea Party, are pushing the GOP to ignore these kinds of analysis and re-embrace the party's conservative grassroots. Well, if the Tea Party takes over the Republican Party, they're not going to get anybody elected on the national level for a long, long, long time.
I feel like part of the problem is because it's so fractionalized within the party. There are people who, if you would just stand for what you believe in, then people would stand with you. But a lot, I personally feel like a big problem with the Conservative Party that has been going on for years is that they say one thing and do another. And if they just would have a backbone and do what they say they're going to do and not...
Well, I mean, you have something in particular that you're thinking of?
Not necessarily. I mean, I just... Well, I can think of a president who would
say... You can name names. It's okay.
That's all right. Who, you know, acts all conservative, but then did a lot of liberal policies. And if people would just...
You mean 43?
Do what we elected them to do, then... Well, we would be able to support them.
Well, but the problem is that they have to answer to lobbyists who make sure that a lot of money gets flowing into the coffers, okay? Because the most important thing is they want to get reelected. And if you're going to be serving on the national level, you basically have to compromise everything you believe in. You just have to. But what the Republican Party is doing is they are pushing people into the corner and saying, you must believe this, and this.
Like, the liberals aren't doing that?
No, not at all. No,
not
the liberals
through Hollywood,
are not
through media, this is what you must do?
Think about all the different factions in the Democrat Party. You got a Teamster over here. He's a Democrat. You have a gay activist here. They're Democrats. You have a pro-abortion or pro-choice. They are Democrats. Now, do they all agree on every issue? No, but they're all Democrats, and they all come together to vote in the Democrat Party.
And they all expect me to do what they want me to do.
Well, but the Republican Party is painted far more as a party of exclusion. If you don't believe the way that I believe, you're not a Republican. I mean, that's it. That's the way that they are perceived.
Well, if I don't believe the way liberals believe, then I'm a terroristic, horrible white person.
Well, I mean, certainly, they're going to be people who are that
and
belligerent.
Ignorant.
They're going to be people that are that belligerent on the liberal side as well. But as an overall national party, I mean, they're exactly right. People who are not middle America or upper income or white feel very uncomfortable with a lot of things that the Republican Party is doing on a national basis. And they've got to come up with, again, immigration reform that makes people who are not legal of people who are living in America, they have to feel that the Republicans do care about them.
They're going for the rhinos and the dinos.
Right. Yeah, there you go. And they don't and they don't feel that way. So it'll be, I mean, that's interesting. I'm glad they made the analysis, but the question is, will they act on it? And that's up to the leadership of the party. So we'll see. Anyway, we're late now.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet. But we know we save her gobs of money, too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, March 23rd, it's pond weed management. Managing aquatic vegetation is important to fishing and fish populations, but it must be done right. We'll teach you all about it this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
I've thought about it a lot, and I've decided there are two kinds of people in Texas. There are those people who prefer not to see fences. They're the people who long for the old-time Texas prairies and hillsides. They enjoy looking out over their countryside. And then there are people who really prefer the intimacy of enclosure. Those people appreciate the definition that fences provide to property boundaries, to visibility, even to the responsibility of mowing, edging, and trimming. We're going to examine fences in urban gardens, but you first need to determine whether you're a person who wants to see as little fencing as possible or if you're seeking the more confined feeling. I'll be back with details, living with fences, right after this message. Almost 30 years ago, we began Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine with the commitment to bring you timely and reliable gardening information based solely on the needs of the plant people in Texas. We say on the cover of the magazine, the definitive word in Texas horticulture, and that is our commitment to you and to ourselves. Our garden writers are experts in their field. Many of them have written for us all the way through. Now, I guarantee your satisfaction with our magazine. We don't put it on the newsstand, but you have nothing to lose. If you don't like it when you see it, I'll refund every penny. It almost never happens. A one-year new or renewal subscription is only $23.95 for six big issues of Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, $23.95 for a one-year subscription. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. You want to begin by making a list of functions that fences perform. It'll be a simple list. It should include enclosure of pets and children, privacy, security, and noise deadening. Some people even install fences just as an aesthetic visual break between one part of a landscape and another. As example, you'll see rail fences erected simply as means of supporting climbing roses. Once you have your list prepared, decide which of those functions is most critical to your family's needs. Then you want to list the various types of fencing that are available to you. As you're doing so, you'll inevitably start considering how each type will perform in meeting the needs that you just prioritized, as well as how they'll compare in cost. Here's some types you might want to consider. Western red cedar wood fencing. This is the standard company issue fencing of many Texas neighborhoods. It's good on privacy and enclosure, fair on security and sound deadening, and depending on how it's installed and landscape, fair to good on attractiveness. It'll last 10 or 15 years. It's fairly low priced. Painted or stained pressure-treated pine fencing. One example would be old-fashioned painted picket fencing. This type of fence can be fair to good on privacy. You could use a double row of pickets, for example, to make it quite difficult to peer through this fence. It's poor to fair on security, as most examples of this fence aren't very tall. It's good on enclosure and attractiveness. Cost is moderate, so is life expectancy. Vinyl fencing has come a long way in its 50 or 60 years of study. Many styles and colors are available, most of them resembling painted wood in look and features. Vinyl fencing looks spectacular. You ought to look into it. Split rail fencing. If you want a rustic look of a Texas hillside, it's great, but it doesn't hold up very well in most Texas landscapes. Welded wire fencing, not to be confused with chain link fencing. This is a fence made from pressure treated lumber and welded wire made for farming. It's beautiful and it holds up well. Then wrought iron fencing is glorious and it will hold up well. It'll be one of the longest lasting things in your landscape. And of course, masonry walls if you really want enclosure. I'm Neil Sperry. Where are these plants now in our next program? Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:54. The ninth-ranked Texas A&M women's basketball team earned a number 3 seed in its 8th consecutive NCAA tournament as the field of 64 was announced last night. A&M comes in with a record of 24-9. They'll host the first and second rounds, and the Aggies will face the 14th seed Wichita State team in the first round to be held this Saturday at 3 o'clock at Reed Arena. Here's Coach Blair on the Shockers.
It's their first time into the tournament, just like Albany, and it's good to have those new teams in for the first time. So I wish them well, but not too much Saturday at 3 o'clock.
The winner will move on to the second round and meet the 6th seed or the 11th seed, which is Nebraska and Chattanooga, respectively, on Monday, March the 25th. Tip-off for that game is at 8:30. All the games broadcast for the NCAA tournament can be heard live on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone, and all of them at Reed Arena. Aggie baseball is looking to keep a pair of streaks alive, entering tonight's tilt with Dallas Baptist. They're on a 7-game home winning streak and a season-long 4-game win streak. And here's Coach Childress.
Well, it doesn't get any easier. You're talking about whether it's the Big 12 or the SEC, you got to have a short-term memory when things don't go your way, and you also have to have it when things go your way. And Dallas Baptist coming in, a very offensive team on Tuesday, and turn around and take off on Thursday for Ole Miss, so it definitely doesn't get any easier. We'll have our challenges ahead. We get a day off, and, you know, the challenge will be on Tuesday against Dallas Baptist and Dan Heifer's club.
A&M is riding high after the 3-game sweep of Georgia in their SEC opener. First pitch tonight, 6:35, with all the action live here on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. In the NBA, Darren Collins scored 24 points last night, and the Mavericks topped the Atlanta Hawks 127-113. Dirk Nowitzki added 22 points for the Mavs, who shot almost 60% from the field last night. Miami Heat now own the second longest winning streak in NBA history, picking up their 23rd consecutive victory with a 105-103 comeback win at Boston. The Heat trailed by 13 with 8 minutes left before closing on a 22-7 run, and LeBron James scored a team-high 37 points, including the tiebreaker, which hit at 10.5 seconds left. In spring games, Yu Darvish was scratched from the start because of a stiff neck. Derek Lowe filled in for 3 scoreless innings, leading the Rangers to an 8-2 win over the Kansas City Royals. In the NHL, Louis Erickson scored twice last night for the Stars, and they edged the Calgary Flames 4-3. And finally, in the NFL, they will not be adding teams to the playoffs this season, but they're still discussing it. Commissioner Roger Goodell says the league competition committee has looked into adding teams to the playoffs, and the topic will be discussed at this week's owners' meetings. However, he says that any adds will not happen this year. That's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values. We're Texas taking care of Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Spirit of Texas Bank is committed to the small business owner. Aggie operated with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Spirit of Texas Bank. Texans helping Texans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Texas owned, Texas proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
For all the 30-some-odd years that David Gardner's has been open, you know, they have done one thing that David has always enjoyed from day one, and that is being able to create a piece of jewelry for you for a special occasion. Now, not for Valentine's Day or for Christmas or times when everybody is getting jewelry, but for a special time, for a personal time, what a great way to mark that with a creation from David Gardner or any of the jewelry designers that David Gardner has there. And if this is your first year with that special person, what a great time for you to think about that. And one of the things that people want to do is make sure that they get great value for every dollar that they spend. And you'd get that at David Gardner's. They'll create a piece of jewelry that's very functional, can be worn on a regular basis, or if you do want to do something special. But the flexibility, that's one of the things that David Gardner's does, has been doing from year one, to make sure that you have a piece of jewelry that you can use in all different types of situations. Don't forget they're an authorized Rolex dealer as well, and they service Rolexes too. Plus, they create jewelry. Talking metal in the back and the stones put on in the front. All can be created right there at David Gardner's, 911 University Drive. Let's have a look at the weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.